This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form. He said in such a situation, all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of this conflict. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of the government should work together to ensure least inconvenience to the citizens. He also asked for proper coordination with state governments to ensure no black marketing and hoarding of important commodities is happening. The Prime Minister directed for creation of a group of ministers and secretaries to work dedicatedly in a whole-of-government approach. He also instructed for sectoral groups to work on consultations with all stakeholders. According to the statement from Prime Minister's office, during the meeting, the Cabinet Secretary, Dr. T.V. Somanathan, gave a detailed presentation on the global situation and mitigating measures taken so far and being planned by all concerned ministries and departments. The expected impact and measures taken to address it across sectors like agriculture, fertilizers, food security, petroleum, power, MSMEs, exporters, shipping, trade, finance, supply chains, and all affected sectors were discussed. Besides the overall macroeconomic scenario in the country and further measures to be taken were also discussed. In the meeting, several measures were discussed to diversify sources of imports required by chemicals, pharmaceuticals, petrochemicals and other industrial sectors, and a new export destination to promote Indian goods will be developed in the near future. The government has reassured that there is no shortage of essential fuels across the country, with oil refineries operating at high capacity and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel available. No shortages have been reported at retail outlets. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today urged global leaders to join Israel and the United States in confronting Iran, saying recent missile attacks show Tehran poses a wider global threat. Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks came after Iran fired missiles at Arad and Dimona in southern Israel yesterday, injuring more than 100 people and damaging residential areas. The target of the Iranian attack was a nuclear facility 13 kilometers away from the town of Dimona. Israeli Prime Minister visited a strike site in Arad today. Talking to reporters later, Mr. Netanyahu accused Iran of targeting civilian areas and sites in Jerusalem, including the Western Wall, the Church of Holy Sepulchre, and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Iran said the strikes targeted strategic sites and came in response to an attack on its Natanz nuclear facility, which it blamed on a joint U.S.-Israeli operation, an allegation Israel denies. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end tomorrow evening. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on the 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place on Tuesday, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 26th of March. In Tamil Nadu, voting will take place in a single phase on 23rd of April. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. Notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on the 30th of this month. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has emphasized that electricity is a fundamental necessity, stressing that ensuring affordable power is essential for access by the common man. The minister said this while addressing the valedictory session of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi. In squash, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh won the women's singles title, while Abhay Singh clinched the men's singles at the Indian Open in Mumbai this evening. In women's singles final, Anahat defeated second seed Egyptian player Hana Motaz 3-1 to retain her title. Meanwhile, in an all-Indian men's summit clash, Abhay outclassed compatriot Veer Chotrani in straight games, winning 3-0 in just 32 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.